Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of October 2018. Supreme Court has agreed to consider the petition challenging the Calcutta High Court judgment which refused to interfere with the West Bengal government's decision to provide funding for Durga Puja celebrations. Kerala High Court has dismissed a petition filed by Akila Bharat Hindu Mahasabha seeking directive to centre for issuing an order enabling Muslim women to enter mosques for offering prayers and observe. That petitioner failed to establish that there's denial of women's entry to Kerala mosques. Supreme Court has directed the police to seal 9 properties of real estate group Amrapali where the documents required by forensic authorities are reportedly kept. Supreme Court has asked 11 states and 2 UTs to furnish within 2 weeks the details on criminal cases pending against MPs and MLAs as it said the centre will finance a special court to try these cases. Supreme Court has ordered an assessment of live transcription technology be made for recording of evidence. Supreme Court has reiterated that the statement of an injured recorded under Section 161 of Code of Criminal Procedure can be treated as dying declaration admissible under Section 32 of the Indian Evidence Act. Delhi High Court has asked 2 news organizations to retract from their websites and YouTube channels certain reports and videos in which missing Jawaharlal Nehru University student Najib Ahmed has been accused of having links with the Islamic State jihadist group. Allahabad High Court has upheld the constitutional validity of subsection 2 of section 14A of the SCST Prevention of Atrocities Amendment Act 2015, which makes provision for an appeal from an order granting or refusing bail, even though such order is an interlocutory order. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state to restore the Samadhi of Adi Shankaracharya ji at Kedarnath within 1 year. Bombay High Court has scrapped the molestation case which was filed by actress Priyati Zinta against industrialist Neswadia. Bombay High Court has directed Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation to file a detailed affidavit along with permissions as it failed to produce permissions for tree cutting in Ariamel Colony. Bombay High Court has asked authorities to ensure action against illegal slaughterhouses and observed authorities cannot prevent slaughtering of animals in totality, but they can ensure action is taken against shops slaughtering illegally and without license. Madras High Court has opined that the government should come forward to provide financial assistance to the fishermen by extending the subsidy to the maximum extent. Gujarat High Court has asked the state government to explain why it has chosen to fund only Hindu religious places for development in the state through Gujarat Pavitrayat Radhab Vikas Board. National Company Law Tribunal has empowered newly appointed Board of the Debt-Laden Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services as the court has debarred any action against new directors for past deeds of old directors. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal has held that under the Income Tax Act appointing of NRIs as trustees of valid Indian trusts is permissible.